Loveline, coast to coast.
It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist.
What's up there?
What were you doing? Something on the phone or something?
No, I was asleep.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did Anderson just wake you up when he told you 30 seconds?
No. I woke up when he said 2 minutes, went and got coffee, and then he said 30 seconds.
I see. You look good. Well, what time did you get here?
About 15 minutes ago. 12 minutes ago.
Took a little nap?
Yeah. Pow. I mean, I was tired walked in here.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, it's good.
Yeah.
They say you're impressed. My esteem somehow has gone up in your eyes now.
You're scoring points.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Keep that napping going, brother.
Gas trouble tonight. I took a nap. But I'm really way up your scale.
Drew announced he was a little gassy when he came in tonight, which could be bad times for me because I got nothing.
Yeah, well,
I'm going through a real down period rectally.
Sorry, I apologize. It can be pretty depressing sometimes.
Yeah, it's got me down. But, I keep my head up. I know there's another fart just around the corner.
As my wife reminded me, though, that's not a turn-on.
The gas?
No. one of God's great jokes.
Yeah, you're with the wrong woman.
No.
That's all. Brad, we'll see what we can do about that. Brad?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
Not much. I just had some questions. Me and my girlfriend, we've been together for a few weeks, and we just recently started having sex, and it's kind of weird because her ex-boyfriend, she tells me, they'd have sex probably for like 3-4 minutes at tops, I guess.
Good.
Yeah, he was one of those, I don't know.
Efficient.
Super guys.
Efficient guys, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he'd get off after 2 minutes of sex.
Yeah.
And, she was... what's going on here? Anyway.
You're double his time, right?
Oh, Jesus. Like, it takes me... Sometimes I won't even get off. And
ooh.
It takes me probably like 30, 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Are you on a medication?
Yeah, actually I am. I take depression medication.
Which one?
Paxil.
Well, that's what's doing it.
Yeah, I know that's what's doing it. It's the sexual side effects.
Yep.
But, I really don't have a problem with, me not getting off, because sometimes I will, sometimes I won't, and it's not a big deal to me.
Uh-oh.
But for her, I don't know what the problem is, but, we'll have sex probably for about 5-10 minutes, and she'll start to get really dry.
That's normal, Brad. About 10 minutes is about all most women can take.
Well, that's a little early, but all right. How old is she?
She is 17. She'll be 18 in a few months. But, see, the reason I had questions was...
So she is going to be 18 at some point, you're saying?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Good.
And my ex-girlfriend before this, we could go for a long time, she would never get dry.
Okay, or anything. Hold on. Here's what people have to realize, and here's what happens to guys and to girls. They hook up with someone in high school, and they're with them for 3 years. That becomes the one and only vagina or penis they've ever seen.
They're all like that.
They're all like that way.
Yeah.
And then for the rest of their life, they're confused.
Yeah.
It's like, it was one girlfriend. She was wet. I mean, she was like she had a ringer, like a bar rag. I mean, it was water was coming all over. There's fluid down there, and we could go, and she loved it in this position, and she never complained about. And then you get with somebody else, and it's a totally different thing.
Yeah.
Women vary quite a bit downstairs.
Quite a bit.
And ladies, men do too.
A little bit.
So much in anatomy, but in time.
Mm-hmm.
You got the one boyfriend that goes in 2 minutes. The next guy over here, if he goes at all, it's in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Do not be confused by it. Expect it. Right?
I think guys are more confused than the women, rather.
Yeah, but now as you get older and you've been with a few different women, you just sort of realize, or a few different men, hey, this is how it works. I mean, as a woman. Not as a gay guy. Come on.
You were...
Hey, I slipped up.
But I'm just wondering if you were actually dressed as a woman, you were with a guy as a woman.
No.
No.
Okay. So, he should get on some what? Wellbutrin or something?
Well, that's an interesting idea, is to either change the Paxil to Wellbutrin, Remeron, or Sarazone, or just add Wellbutrin to the Paxil, and he may shorten his time a little bit.
All right. And as far as she goes, maybe get some lube going, work it out. You just started.
But for half an hour for a lot of women, and I dare say most, you can paint. It's out. That's
yeah,
out
but
time.
She's drying 5 minutes.
You said 5-10.
Got to get a little lube going in there. That's all. Jessica?
Hi.
Hey, you're 40. 48?
48.
What's up?
I'm an old person.
Yeah. Remind me, by the way, please, one more time, Drew, if I forget, to kick the guy in the nuts who decided it was a good idea to put the slash through the zero on the fonts.
Computer, yeah.
Yeah, because from anything, if you don't have a jeweler's loop and your goddamn face isn't pressed against it, it looks like an eight. Thank you. Go ahead. All right, baby.
I didn't understand anything you just said.
Well, you're not gonna. It's gonna be a long night for you.
What's your question?
No, I don't think so. Well, this is a question for Dr. Drill. Now, I know you, Adam, will get a bigger kick out of it, but, okay, I've been married 25 years, but I've been with my husband since we're 15.
Wow. Oh, my God. That's gotta be some kind of record.
It's a love line
record. Well, he went in the Navy, so we each had, like, you know, a little reprieve, you know, for 3 years, 4 years.
She went on a tear during those years.
But, you know, to experiment. Basically, we've been monogamous since 1976, bicentennial year. Anyway, in the past, like, the past year, I know this is going to sound really odd, but, like, because we have a pretty active sex life, and, like, you know, like, you have sex during the night, and then in the morning when you go in the, you know, you go in the bathroom, whatever, it, like, smells, like, really, really bad.
The next morning. The next morning?
No, well, in the morning, you know, like, if you...
Listen, screwball, I'm saying...
You're not going to take a shower during the night.
No, you wouldn't... the water doesn't run after the streetlights are on, does it, Drew?
But if you go...
I don't have streetlights where I live, but anyway.
If you were to check yourself out nighttime, would it smell also?
No.
So only in the next day is it smelling?
No, it's
all right, hold on a second.
Reactment?
God, oh my God, yeah.
Okay, so
the love line reenactment? Go ahead.
Here we go. So the night, if you were to check yourself out the night after sex, it would smell?
No!
So the next morning is the only time you notice.
No!
Okay.
Do you see why we hate people? Let's see if we can get to the bottom of this.
You know, you take all these retarded calls from all these teenagers, you know, and their questions are, like, so retarded.
Right.
Serious question.
It's always funny when people say retarded. All right, here's what we're trying to figure out.
First of all, I'm worried about your lung disease. My God.
I don't have lung disease.
You do a lot of smoking?
Cigarettes.
I smoke, but...
Listen, I can hear your emphysema.
A wild stab in the dark.
I can hear your emphysema from here.
You can hear my what?
Emphysema from here.
I don't have emphysema.
Go see a doctor.
I can take a deep breath.
Well, now I'm sold.
Hey, listen, I was listening to Star Jones today on the TV, on The View, and she sounds like she has emphysema.
Why don't you switch over to Mars Venus? It's a much better show.
We're not saying that other people don't have emphysema. You understand? We're saying maybe you do as well.
Anyway, so let's get to the bottom of our question.
Now, one woman in America has emphysema.
I'm going to ask the question again.
I was trying to be serious.
Jessica, listen. If you smell things the night of the event, of the sex, there's no smell.
That night?
Listen to me. Listen to me. Hey, Jessica. We're going to hang up on you if you don't listen. Okay? The evening you have sex, if you were to smell, there would be no smell. Is that correct?
The evening we're going to have sex.
If you have sex in the evening and you look around for a smell, you don't find any. Is that accurate?
Yes.
But the next morning, if you haven't cleaned up during the night, there's a smell.
Yes.
Where is the smell?
It's coming out of the vagina,
is
right?
Is it out of the vagina?
The toilet paper.
So if you wipe yourself...
So it leaks out of you 8 hours later?
Not 8 hours. Probably like 4 hours later. 3 hours later. Come on.
All right. Hey, Jessica. Jessica,
yes.
We're going to hang up on you now because we're having difficulty with you. You say you have sex in the night, and the next morning...
When you wake up.
It comes out of you when you're in the bathroom, yes?
After a night's sleep.
Yeah.
On average, that would be 7 or 8 hours.
All right, but you only sleep 3 or 4 hours. Now we understand that.
Okay.
So something happens to the sperm that's inside of you.
Right.
During those 3 or 4 hours.
Right.
So if there's sperm already out on the bedclothes, that kind of thing, that doesn't smell.
If you gave your husband a BJ, it wouldn't smell when you did that, would it?
No, but I wouldn't go to completion.
All right.
I don't got enough time. I just wonder how people get through life. I really do. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
where's the car keys? Where's the car? Like, what about the process?
Yeah, where's the car? She has to think about it. What are you trying? Hey, what do you
mean? I mean, what about the process of just, say, dropping your car off, getting it repaired, and picking it up? Something like that. Phone calls, scheduling, payment.
Impossible.
I don't know. I think they people seem to be able to function, though, don't they?
This one?
Remember I was talking about how insane David Arquette was?
Yeah, but he's not hostile. He doesn't think, when you ask him a question, he doesn't think around it and then refuse to answer it.
Oh, well, you may be right. Diane?
Yes?
You're 23.
Hi.
What's up?
Well, I'm 23. I've been with my boyfriend for 3.5 years. I totally love him to death, and I don't want to have sex anymore. We used to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
The first year, but the last, you know, year and a half.
You don't want to, or he doesn't want to?
I don't want to. He wants to.
Why don't you want to, in your estimation?
I have no idea.
Is this your first boyfriend?
No.
Is this your second? First one you've really been in love with?
Second.
How'd this first one end?
We were just, you know, young. We went away to college.
Okay. And you've always enjoyed sex with this guy up until recently?
About a year and a half ago.
Oh, yeah, a year and a half. Well, it's been a while.
But it was okay during that first year and a half.
Oh, yeah.
How's his attitude with the whole thing?
You know, I have to... He's really patient with me, but he's a little stressed out about it. He thinks, you know, he's a guy.
How often do you have sex?
Once, twice a month.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And he's not going for that. Well, he's going along with it, but he can't be happy about
it. And even that you don't want to do, is that right?
Right. It's a chore.
You give him some oral sex ever?
No.
Oh,
I hate that.
You should be jailed.
I know.
How dare you?
I know. But I used to be sexual. I don't know what happened to me.
Are you depressed?
I've, you know, been a little depressed like the past 2 years, but, you know, I can't blame it on that anymore.
Yeah, it's been the last year and a half been depressed, but it couldn't be that. Yeah. Are you on any medication?
No, I'm not.
You started nothing a year and a half ago? Vitamins, birth control pills?
Birth control, but I've been off the birth control for 3 months, and I'm still not sexual. Nothing.
All right. Well, maybe it's the depression.
But, you know, it was something in my life that happened 2 years ago. I should be over it.
What happened?
Oh, hold on. We'll just keep guessing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. My parents split up.
You were 21?
20, yeah. So, I mean, I should be... It shouldn't be affecting me that much.
Maybe not. If you're angry about that, that can
hurt. Nah, it's nothing. You got two choices here. Either you're depressed and it's just slowing you down, or you're not into this guy
anymore.
It's a month
relationship. Either he's not...
You may be growing out of it.
You need to sabotage it for some reason.
Sometimes your body tells you things that your mind doesn't accept.
Yeah.
Or isn't willing to admit. Maybe you ain't so into this guy anymore.
Oh, I love him to death. He's perfect.
Yeah.
You know,
we're great together.
Yeah, I love my nephews.
No, I'm in love with him.
No, I mean, I really love him. I like to have sex with him. You missed my point. Okay, listen, look into the depression, and if you look into that and you start getting that treated and you still ain't into this guy, you ain't into it.
Right.
Yeah.
It means a lot. It says a lot about how you feel.
Oh, yeah.
Especially women. A guy could hate the woman and still be wanting to have sex.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
More.
Yeah, more.
You get that vengeance F in. That's the best one. Yeah, that's right, baby. Yeah, you're not so smart anymore, are you? You ever do that one?
No.
Oh. Yeah, me neither. Mark?
Hello?
You're 21.
Yeah, I'm from Long Beach.
That's good. What's up?
Nothing much. I just need a little bit of advice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right. I've been with my girlfriend for about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm starting to have, like, feelings for guys and, like, checking them out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm curious, you know?
You're 21.
Right.
A little late to be kind of curious, isn't it?
Yeah.
Were you curious prior to that?
Like, I didn't know it, but, like, I would... Like, I have, like, features, like, that I would... Like, at school and stuff, like, a long time ago, I, like, had all girlfriends and, like, everything, like, pieced up just, like, right now. And, like, I'm just starting to realize stuff.
And do you have anything in your life that might have led to your confusion? Were you sexually abused or anything like that?
Well... my dad wasn't around for a long time.
Nah. Man, won't do it for guys. So maybe you were thinking about guys and you didn't know it 5 years ago?
Right, possibly.
Weren't willing to admit it?
Right, that's true. Because, like, it's kind of like a homophobic world, you know?
Yeah.
So you were having those feelings, you just didn't want to really deal with them.
Right. Okay. And so I've been with her for like 3 years.
So you're not confused. You're just waking up. You're willing now to come forward a little bit.
Yeah, and I don't know like what to do because we've been together for like, you know, 3 years and like I'm starting to love this girl. And I don't know.
All right, well, whatever you do, don't go further. Do not marry her. You've got the ultimate out.
Yep. I'm gay. I'm out.
She'll get that.
Yeah. Well, like...
And the more time you let her waste, you know...
Yeah. She probably will think she turned you gay.
Well, should I start experimenting? Or I don't know, like, what to do, like, with the whole situation.
Right. You need to break up with her.
You need to start working your way out of this thing.
Right on.
All right. And that's the deal.
And then go ahead and boyfriends. That's fine.
Yeah.
You're 21, for God's sakes.
Well... But take it slow. Start with half a penis. See how that works. Mm. That works. You move up to three quarter dong.
Which half?
No. I don't mean half. You know, split down the middle long ways.
Mm.
I mean half. You know, like a taking a loaf of bread and breaking it in half, like
yeah,
a baguette.
Yeah, but which half?
Oh, it's good. Southern.
Okay.
Half closest to the balls.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what I do. I start with the half close to the balls, and then eventually, you know, when I think I'm up to it, I work down to the outer half.
Do you have to have a guy that has the front half removed?
Drew, I don't look at guys as whole penis or half penis. I look at them as individuals. Everyone is different.
Got it.
How dare you? Please. Plus, there's personality. Stacey?
Yeah.
You're 36.
Yes.
What's up?
I have a couple problems. The first one we'll address, hopefully. I'm having problems with intimacy with men, and I'm thinking that it's due to something that I caught my last husband doing.
Which was?
Himself. And I mean, not normal masturbation. He was giving himself oral. He was giving himself head.
Nice.
So, and now I'm having trouble.
What position was he in when he did that? Was he on his back with his legs kicked over?
No, he just bent right over and got after it. I mean, like, he can flip backwards and do it. If you want, I can prove it. I've got it on videotape. We had a big battle between
us. I'd be very interested in seeing that. Wow. Very interested.
I'm not kidding, because you know what? I mean, I felt really betrayed, because he didn't have to mess with my head like that.
Well, hold on a second, Stacey. Was he sitting down, or was he standing up?
Yeah, sitting on a big plastic dildo. And bouncing on it as he's, like, giving himself head.
Oh, my God.
That thickens the plot a little.
He
was really heavily into dope and stuff, and people like to use it as a cop-out that they did this because they were on dope or alcohol or whatever, you know?
Ooh, Stacey's got some energy.
Oh,
boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, I'm upset because, I don't want to go out, really. I mean, I'm happy being by myself.
Yeah. Well, you hate men.
Yeah.
You hate men. So.
Well, hold on.
Because that's what was my next issue was. I have a 13-year-old son I'm having trouble with.
Yes. Oh, boy.
Surprise, surprise. Well,
yeah. Okay, hold on, Stacey. I gotta reenact this for just a second. Did you come into the room, or did you come home early, or how did you catch him?
I came into the room.
You came into the room.
And you pulled out a video camera and started filming?
No. This was like several months on down the line, you know, because he wouldn't just leave me alone. He would come to my house and harass me and this and that. So I got to a point where I felt like I had to do something to fight back, right?
Sure.
And so I figured if I made the tape, I could threaten to show it to his family or friends and keep him away from me.
How'd you make the tape, though?
I hid the camera. I was fixing to move, and I had a bunch of boxes in my room.
Mm-hmm.
And I hid it in a box.
Then he came in there and blew himself?
Well, I had to set the stage, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You leave a trail of breadcrumbs over to the dildo, get him started?
Yeah, right. No, I got him a sack of drugs, okay?
I see. And so when you say he was bouncing up and down on the dildo and blowing himself, which I respect in many ways. I mean, that's a fairly tall order.
Yeah.
How was the dildo attached to whatever it was attached to?
It wasn't. He just
put it up in there and was pressing against the chair?
It's amazing. Or in the case of the movie, the mattress, right.
I see. All right, well, so this guy's got some severe problems.
Yeah, what's bizarre about this?
And you decided to marry this guy, right?
No, I didn't know all this. It was like a complete...
You decided to marry this guy, though.
No, not knowing this.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Well, yeah.
I would have known this guy was a weirdo if he drove past... if he was going past me the other direction on the 405 at 70, and I was going 90 the other direction.
I don't know. A lot of people that I allowed to view it, right? They were pretty surprised.
That's your worst nightmare, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Thank you.
Yeah, let's put it to the court of public opinion.
No, I know that, but that,
who did you show? Who did you show this tape to?
Oh boy, a bunch of his friends. It made its way into his parents' VCR.
Oh.
You know.
What did he do? His parents are drug addicts too, though, right?
Alcoholics.
They're alcoholics.
They're frauding Social Security. They make a bunch of money. You know?
How did it make its way into his parents' VCR?
His uncle did it. Took it in there for me.
You know, we haven't talked about this in a while, Drew, but I'd like to call an airstrike in.
Oh, yeah.
And parents are committing welfare fraud. This guy's got a dildo up his ass. The uncle's ranting him out.
Well, I think
Stacey's
there's a little more skeletons in the closet than that, and maybe, you know, with his family.
What does he do for a living?
He might be interbred or something.
What does he do for a living? He
works with kids.
He doesn't.
I see.
What does he
do? Not anymore. He has to refinish furniture and do maintenance on rentals and stuff.
I see.
Money more.
Yeah. All right. So, Stacey, is this guy out of your life now?
Oh, yes. He has been.
Yeah, but Stacey.
Good. Well, wait a minute. You got your 13-year-old?
Yes. Oh, no, that's not from that relationship.
Oh.
That's from a previous marriage.
Oh, shocking.
And I've been a single parent my kid's whole life. His dad's in the Navy and delinquent on court-ordered child support.
Well, he probably got in the Navy because he was married to Stacey.
Okay. No more kids, though, right?
No. Just one.
Okay.
Right, Stacey, these are all stories of addiction. That's the story here. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you, too, probably are an addict, I suspect.
Recovering.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how much recovery you've got in you if you're hanging out with this kind of chaos.
No, I moved on with my life. I got to move away from the town that I was stuck in.
Well, how long have you been with your current sponsor?
My what?
That's what I mean.
True. Always pops them on that one.
I'm by myself. I have been for...
I said, how long have you been with your current sponsor?
What do you mean, my current sponsor?
See, that's not recovery, Stacey. You are not anywhere near recovery unless you have a long-standing relationship with a sponsor with whom you're working the steps on a daily basis.
Right.
You've got a long, long way to go.
All right. For the sake of your child, please get involved with that. Don't worry about men right now. Worry about your 13-year-old and him not coming out anything like any guy you've ever been with.
85% of addicts, alcoholics, are sex addicts, and they do weird-ass stuff when they're doing heavier drugs.
That's yeah.
How else do you get stimulated when you're high on heroin? Nothing else stimulates.
Ass is the operative word there, Drew.
Weird-ass stuff.
Yeah. She's calling from Bakersfield, and I got to tell you, don't get me wrong about Bakersfield, but I don't even know if I've been there, but I swear that place got to be some kind of hellhole. Some kind of god-awful pit. Maybe as bad as Sunland.
Where you lived.
Because I've only heard of freaks and weirdos in that entire place. All right. Oh, yeah, Corn's from Bakersfield. Ooh, Corn is from Bakersfield.
Like you said.
There you go.
We like them.
That's right, but they were smart enough to get out. We're going to take ourselves a little break. When we come back, we'll speak to Sean. Sean had unprotected sex with girlfriend. Didn't come. Wants to know about the morning after pill. After this.
Hello? Is this Love Line?
Call 1-800-LOVE-191. Adam and Dr. Drew will be right back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah! Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Sweetness over there, Dr. Drew, everybody.
Sweetness, wow.
Yeah. Just got done explaining to me when I was talking about what a dump the valley was. He grew up in the hoity-toity Pasadena area, so he didn't want to go over there and get his shoes dirty. That's why I didn't know about the valley, where the real people are from. Salt of the earth. Sean?
Yeah?
Similar to that caller we had before the end of the segment.
Right.
Yes.
My kind of gal. You're 17. What's up?
A couple of nights ago, me and my girlfriend decided to have sex, and we did it with a condom, and it wasn't really working.
What does that mean?
Like, I didn't really feel anything. Like, it, like, didn't give me any sensation at all.
Right.
And so, like, she brought it up. She said, you can just do it and pull out. And I said no at first. But I wanted to see if it would feel better. So so I just did it, but I didn't let myself even come close to coming at all.
Mm-hmm. That must have been a nice distracting experience for you.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
But I was wondering, what are the risks of, like, the pre-com and
Idiot. To use the S word on the air.
There is risk. I would suggest the morning after pill. It suppresses ovulation. Use it within 72 hours of that kind of an experience. Make sure you don't get pregnant. 70% effective.
And, yeah, don't do that again. And I don't know. I was going to ask him if he was a dribbler or not, but I'm scared to talk to him now. Tim?
Yeah?
You're 23. What's up?
Guys, hey, how you doing?
Good. What's up?
Not much. Hey, I just had a question. I'm thinking about going to Africa joining the Peace Corps and fighting the AIDS campaign with my girlfriends. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering what the chances of me being able to contract AIDS just from everyday life.
You're not going to get it. You'll probably get a burning tire put around you, but you won't get AIDS.
I mean, there's...
How would you get it from...
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's just, you know, I've heard statistics, you know, where it's like 1 in 9 people, you know, in some of the places where I'd be going.
Yeah, they have sex with each other.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way you could get it from any kind of foods or anything. I mean,
no. Oh, man, if you're thinking like that, you shouldn't be going.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just something that, you know, it's just something I wanted to have some kind of, you know, closure on. I wanted to know.
Believe me, they'll have you well prepped before
you must be into these chicks.
Yeah, yeah.
You like this one chick, right?
Yeah.
Oh, she's going over
there. That's why he's going.
I see.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, he don't give a rat's ass about the Africans. He wants to get some tail.
No. It's a little more than that. But
a little more, but not much.
Yeah. But, you know, she brought up the idea. I can say that much.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
So. I can see him over there in Biafra somewhere, and it's like, this first village you're going to help attend is a, huh?
Oh, yeah, sure. Hey, I'll be right back.
Yeah, whatever. You want me to slap them, or what do we need?
Sure, here, you know, just give
there
me
you go.
Yeah,
here's an IV or something. Here's some water.
What is exactly you're going to participate in over there?
Well, I guess there's going to be a little bit of everything. I have a lot of contracting skills, so I guess we're going to be, like, helping build a hospital and do some other stuff like that, so.
For the Peace Corps?
Yeah.
Well, good times.
Yeah, I think so. I think
you're not going to be working directly even with AIDS patients.
Yeah, I don't know, you know, it's been a few years since high school, so in the health class, so I didn't really understand, I know from cooked foods, somebody could cook some meat or something.
No, you have sex with these, you have sex, you share a needle, you get AIDS.
Okay.
You can get other things, so it's good to be careful.
Believe me, I'm going to Africa. I do many other thousands of tropical diseases you can get. I mean, please.
All right.
I
can't wait. Hey, okay. Tim.
Yeah.
So, let me try to figure out this chick. How long have you known her?
How long have I
2 years.
Years and years.
Years and years.
Yeah, like 8 years.
How long have you dug her for?
Just about a year.
No. Not how long have you been dating her. How long have you been...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but how long have you been into her?
Oh, into her? Years and years.
Yeah.
And
friend's older sister, so...
Yeah. She just finally came around a year ago?
No, we just kind of finally were in the same place at the same time for a while, you know?
She caved. You came after.
Click, you know?
Yeah, so you guys boyfriend and girlfriend now?
Yeah.
And see, she's trying to go to Africa.
Why is she going to Africa?
It's just been her dream for years and years.
I see. Does she want you to go?
Yeah.
You sure?
And I haven't really been able to give her a solid yes or no until...
How did she bring it up to you?
It's something I've known about for a while, but it's just...
Yeah, but when did she bring up the idea of you going with her?
I'm going to Africa, Ian.
Let me see. Early in the winter.
And when she brought it up, how did she bring it up?
Well, that she just wants me to go with her.
All right. So. Fair enough. You guys are doing the Lord's work over there, Tim.
Yeah.
And how long are you going to be there for?
2 years.
All right. Good times.
Yeah.
It'll be wild for you.
I'm sure it'll feel like 23 months.
Yeah, I'm sure. Hey, you guys crack me up, man.
All right, thanks.
Appreciate the help.
All right, have fun over there.
Yeah, you take care.
All right, take care of those people.
Portland
over there.
To Biafra. It'll be wild.
Yeah, I mean, Portland and Africa.
Very similar climate.
Especially southern
people,
Africa.
Oh, yeah. Everything's very similar. No.
Culture, terrain.
He's a contractor. I mean, it's same supply.
His specialty is probably in waterproofing.
Do you want to get that just for a laugh?
No, he won't have a specialty. He's not a real contractor. Right. I mean, he did a little work. He don't know anything. You want to see if he knows something?
Yeah.
All right. Tim?
He's got
Tim hung up.
Right. Oh, there he is.
Hold on. On Tim?
Yeah.
You there? You know about contracting?
Yeah.
What's your specialty?
Probably plumbing.
Interesting.
A little bit of plumbing. I've done just about everything. Plumbing and framing.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Adam.
Yeah.
You want me to give you a little test on framing?
Sure.
Okay.
You'll probably win, but hit it up.
Well, it's not a competition.
Oh, okay.
All right. Studs are spread out. How often?
So you got me there.
That's the basic framing.
I'll give you multiple choice. 14 on center, 16 on center, or 24 on center?
I'll choose 16 on center.
All right. Good. Good enough.
Even I knew that
one. See, I'm usually the person, hey, do this, and I'll do it.
Wow. Is your dad own a firm or something?
No.
That's not usually called a contractor. That's called a laborer.
Oh, you're that guy. Oh, you're the laborer. Yeah. Oh, you don't say do this. They tell you to do this.
Yeah.
All right, Tim. Now, they got a real shortage of manpower over there.
That's what I heard. I heard they need any help that they can get.
Yeah, well, that's what they're going for.
All right. Get down, Timmy, my boy.
How can somebody like that call themselves a contractor? What if you hired somebody like that and said, hey, I'm a contractor?
No, he's saying he's a willing guy. He's got a strong back, and he doesn't mind digging.
He said, I'm a contractor. It was his opening
knowledge. He said he had some contracting skills.
He couldn't figure out how to put the studs on a frame.
He guessed 16 on center.
I knew it.
That's true.
That's shocking.
Drew, maybe you should be going to Africa. Oh. Smart guy. Madeline?
Yes.
You're 19?
Yes. I have problems starting relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've never had a serious relationship, and I don't know if I'm too picky, if I'm justified to feel that way.
What would make you justified? What does that mean?
I mean, I don't know. I just always seem to find something wrong with them.
Well, how about the last guy?
Well, the last time I had a quote-unquote boyfriend, I was in high school.
Yeah.
And I only dated him for about a month.
What was wrong with him?
He just smothered me. Like, I didn't have any free time.
Are you meeting guys now?
Not kind of. I mean, I'll run into him at clubs or, you know.
Why don't you just date a few guys? See if somebody kind of clicks.
You good looking?
I mean, I think so.
Yeah. I kind of got that vibe.
I don't know. I mean.
No?
Yeah, because the ones that say, well, people say I am, but I don't know. She says, I think so.
Oh. Yeah, it was interesting the way you answered that.
Why?
Well, I think so. As if you've been arguing with people for a long time.
I mean, the thing is, I know what I want, and I don't think that I don't want to date just anybody, just have a boyfriend.
What do you want?
What?
What do you want?
I don't know. I just...
Whoa, wait. I know what I want. What do you want? I don't know.
Okay, I know what I want.
Well, she'll know it when she sees it, right?
Well, I want to hear what it is. It should be articulated.
When I find a guy that I can actually talk to on an intellectual level...
Well, you're not going to find that in a club, right?
Right.
Okay. So why don't you get involved in some projects, community service or something where you can meet people that might have similar...
Yeah, go to Africa.
Go to Africa.
Are you in school now?
Yeah, I mean, I've studied abroad. I mean, I go places. I love to travel and I...
Why aren't you meeting guys at school?
I don't know. I just think that, I mean, if I go out with them, I just find something little that will drive me crazy.
Where's your dad?
Oh, my dad, I mean, he's here and... He's just, I think it has to do with the fact that he's just engraved in me that guys have one thing on their mind.
Well, he's right.
I can't seem to get past that. I just like...
Wait, how did he put this? I want to make sure my daughter gets it exactly right. Like
okay,
this.
I heard you say this the other night that you wanted to engrave this in your daughter without her, you know, rebelling. But my dad, he's always builds my self-esteem. He basically tells me all the time that guys have one thing on their mind.
Uh-huh. That's true. They do.
Well,
they're not all bad.
Drew, you're very passionate. No, passionate listen, man. You don't speak for all men.
They're not all bad, but but they're more motivated by that than women are.
Does your dad tell you you're smart and beautiful and
Every
he
day.
Loves you?
Every day.
No, sorry. You know what? Hold on a second. Let me talk to
you. You can't say it directly to her.
We rarely find this on the show, but she's just kind of full of... I mean... Usually it's compensation that the parents withheld love and attention and so on and so forth. Dad abandoned the family or was abusive, and now there's some sort of compensation going on. She's really just built herself up into more than she actually is, and she's having a little difficulty because...
Reality isn't complying with
it. You know what she's basically doing? It's like when you sell... You have a car that you like a lot,
yeah.
And you think it's a great car,
yeah.
And you go, this car's a classic, man. This thing's a beauty. And you put it in the paper... I need $30,000, and everyone keeps coming by going, I'll give you $8,500, and you go, oh, how dare you? This is an insult. But after a few times it's in the paper, it's like, that's the price. You got to come on down. I think Madeline is still up there. Madeline?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you feel too good about yourself. I rarely say that on this
there
show.
It's not so much feeling too good. It's that listen to reality.
Do you think I have too high?
Yeah, we rarely say this. No, it's not your criteria is too high for other people. It's a little high for yourself.
Well, and you're insulating yourself from finding out where you really fit in the world.
Yeah.
But that, you don't have to deal with the harsh reality that each of us deal with, you know, where we fit.
Just if you see a guy and you're attracted to him, you know, go on a date.
You'll find lots of quality people. You will. People are good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But just don't get such inflated ideas about what it's all going to be like.
And don't set out with a whole laundry list or a map to your heart or any of that.
Just date. Just relate.
See what happens. Yeah. And Drew, do you remember, you know what's weird? I haven't had it in a long time. And maybe it's because I have a TV and a radio show or something. I'm living in some kind of false reality.
Yeah, but.
Yeah. Oh, what was I saying? But do you remember dating girls, especially when you were 20, 21, 22, and they were 19, 20, 21, in that age? And you remember just sort of getting a lot of them that weren't real satisfied, weren't real happy. They went on a few dates with you, but didn't seem like they were crazy about you.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I haven't seen that in a while. As women get a little bit older, they get humbled, or they act differently, or they figure themselves out, or something. I don't know what it is. It's a good thing, guys. You can look forward to that one day. But dating 18, 19, 20, 21-year-old girls, especially attractive ones, that's a pain in the ass. You'll get a lot of, I don't know what happened. I was really into him 2 weeks ago. And then we went out, and he started talking about how he didn't like cats, and that was it. You know what I'm talking about?
I was bored.
He didn't open the car door, and I don't know, something weird. Yeah. I just don't know. I don't know why I don't like him. You know, I mean, they can go at 19. They can go from, this dude was in my social studies class. I was checking him out all semester. He finally asked me out. I was on cloud 9 to, like, feh.
In 3 days.
Yeah. And when you say, what did the guy do? Did he take a swing at you? Did you get drunk? Did you find out he was a racist? Like, no, I went into his house, and it just had that smell. It wasn't bad.
The kind of weird carpet.
Yeah, it's like, now he gives me the creeps.
Yeah.
I had sex with him. I'm sorry I did it. Yeah. Guys, that's what you're in for. I say that's why I only date women in their 30s or in their early, early teens.
Before they're ruined, huh?
Yeah, before they're ruined, yeah. Okay. We'll take a little break. We'll be back.
Loveline will be right back, so get your problems ready.
Aloha. This is Don Ho, and you're listening to Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Mahalo.
There's an islander that's no stranger to the herb. Hey, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. We just 1-800-LOVE-191. Drew and I just really had a real soul letting out in the bathroom.
An epiphany.
Yeah. Really. I don't know if it's going to ring true for everybody.
Yeah.
But for me and Drew.
Oh, yeah.
We just carried on that conversation we left off with the 19-year-old girls, the 20-year-old girls, the 18-year-old girls, and when you're 18, 19, 20, and you're dating them, how bad it is for you.
As a male?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
How you have almost no vote, no say, and you're just... And you know, the other thing is, they're not usually that into sex at 18 or 19 either. They're into it, you know, with somebody...
With Sting. Yeah, it was Bono.
Right. Not your ass. Not you. 19-year-old chicks don't like 19-year-old guys much at all. And if you're a 19-year-old guy who's dating a 19-year-old chick, it's like spinning plates. You got to keep moving.
Well, tell me your analogy of the king.
Yeah, Drew. This
spoke rather loudly.
This rung true to Drew. I said, I remember so many cute girls when I was 20, 21, who were 19 or 20, who I went out with, who I could tell were not much into me, but they went along for the ride anyway, and I likened it to the king, and I was like the court jester, and I was, you know, juggling
spinning plates
and doing a little dance, and had bells on my hat, and I saw him sort of sitting in the throne, and they seemed mildly amused for a short period of time, but then I saw them sort of yawn and lean back, and they never said it, but the queen grows weary, I think, is what
queen grew weary
would have come
and
out
then
of
you
her
speed
mouth.
Up the plates and get everything going again.
Hustle a little
and
more.
Now she's a little aggravated with it. She's a little frustrated. Yes. Like, new jester, next jester.
Off with his head.
Bring them on. Needs a rock band, please.
Yes, I don't know. It's just bad times when you're a 20-year-old guy. It really is. All right.
If we're just 20, be all right. But starts around 13.
Yeah. Ron?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's happening, Ron?
This is an update.
No, you're 24, yeah.
Yeah, I called you guys a few weeks ago. I don't know if you remember. I'm the EMT with the grandmother.
And the granddaughter?
The hot granddaughter. I just want to let you guys know, man, if it wasn't for your show, I would not be dating her right now. We were having such a great relationship. Her grandfather surprised us and had a trip for us for 4 nights and 5 days to the Bahamas because they're so happy we're going out.
Really? Oh, my God. Anderson doesn't believe you now.
What?
Where in the Bahamas you go?
I'm sorry.
Have you gone to the Bahamas yet?
No, we're going in May.
All right.
The Grand Bahama Islands, Viva Fortuna. All expense paid, the whole nine yards.
That is beautiful.
I couldn't believe it. Like, they surprised us the other day.
Yes.
About it. Like, they're so happy because, like, you know, I guess all the guys she went out with, kill me for saying this, but I guess they were scumbags or something like that. And, like, they figured I'm a nice guy or whatever for the work I do.
Is she raised by the grandparents?
What'd you say?
Is she living with the grandparents?
Yeah, she lives with the grandparents. Unfortunately, her mom and dad were divorced, and it was, like, a really messy situation and things like that.
Careful, Rod.
Yeah. She doesn't really have contact with them anymore.
Yeah, all right. It may be a little blowout on the island, but...
Well, he'll have fun for those few days.
Have a good times, buddy. Ron, his connection was a little bad. He called 3-4 weeks ago, told us he was interested in this chick who was a granddaughter, basically sort of some woman he worked on or worked with.
That's an ambulance attendant.
EMT, yeah. And then he asked her out because of the show. Oh, she asked him out. She gave him a flower.
She heard the show.
Yeah. And now they're going to Bermuda or somewhere.
God, Bahamas.
God bless you. Michael?
Hello?
You're 24. What's up?
Nothing much. I got a question for Dr. Drew.
Mm-hmm.
I had went to a strip club probably a couple of days ago. And when I was getting a lap dance, the stripper was pretty rough when she was on my lap.
Uh-huh. That's usually extra.
Or maybe this is your friend Minka. What's her name?
Minka.
She's kind of rough, isn't she?
Yeah.
And when she was, I didn't even notice until I got home the next day, the top of my shaft, not the head, but the shaft, it was pretty swollen.
Yeah.
And right now, it's been probably 3 days since I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
And still, it's a little swollen, but not as much, but it's pretty swollen still.
Are you able to have an erection?
Yeah, I can have an erection.
All right.
Yeah.
Don't worry. That's fine.
I smell a lawsuit, though. It's the...
I can hear that case being presented.
Yeah.
Your Honor.
The people versus Thirsty McJuggos.
So I'm okay then?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to know if I...
Yeah, you're fine. What'd she give you, the knee or was it the crotch?
When she was on me, she was just riding me like a bronco, bro.
Yeah. She was into you. She doesn't do that to most guys.
She was in love with him, in fact.
There's something about you. Something about the short, portly guy she likes.
Number one.
Number one. Yeah. You know what I love about that Minka?
What? Everything.
No, I'll tell you what. She's the number one Asian big boob queen.
Number one Asian big boob queen.
Oh, poor thing.
Now, there was some controversy. I thought she was number three for a while, but as it turns out...
She has the crown.
Yeah.
Who is number one?
Minka's number one. That's who's number one. Come on, hit it again, Anderson. Come on. It never gets old.
Number one. Number one, Asian big boob queen. Don't play tennis no more.
Are there other drops of Minka?
I swear to Christ. I'd like to make some sort of virtual Minka doll. Just a big, just some box I could climb into. And
oh, yeah.
You know, we take all these sound drops and we just create a virtual Minka. I can't get enough of her. I really can't. And, hey, Drew.
Yeah.
She's not interested in money, you know that?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. No, I don't need money. You will not have to pay me. Minka don't need money. You'll pay now. You'll pay.
Why, Minka? You're not into money.
What you want me to put in gas tank? Compliment? All right. We'll take a little break. We'll be back.
Loveline will be right back. So get your problems ready.
Yeah. That's rock. I like that. American Hi-Fi. Yeah. Bringing me back to my old days, you know? Thin Lizzy? Sure.
Humble Pie?
Kids can identify with that. Yeah, I could play some air drum to that. All right, let's hop back to the phones. 1-800-LOVE-191. Heather?
Hello, how are you, Adam?
Good, you're 23. What's going on?
I actually had an embarrassing situation happen. I went to my doctor to get a gynecological exam,
mm-hmm.
and when I went to him, I was expecting my female doctor was a male doctor, and he went ahead and did the pelvic exam, but at the same time, he informed me he was going to put a finger in both ends at the same time to check for something.
Right, that's a normal part of the pelvic exam.
And when he did that afterward, I felt uncomfortable because I didn't realize that at the same time they would put a finger in one end and then the other.
That you do it, you put the third finger in the anus and the second finger in the vagina, and you feel the septum between the two because there can be tumors there. That's part of the pelvic examination.
Nice. Did he?
So that's totally normal. The embarrassing thing is I told my boyfriend, and he told his friends, and they called it six packing. So yeah. Now I have this nickname that I got six packed by my doctor.
Uh-huh.
And it's totally humiliating.
Yeah. I understand that.
Well, I'm surprised. Is that your first pelvic exam?
No, I've had them since I was younger.
Was this one by an internist or a family practitioner?
An OBGYN.
He was an OBGYN for sure?
Yeah, and a urologist.
Hey, how much, how long a heads up did he give you?
None.
He just said,
just went right in.
Get ready, here it comes.
Yeah, and I didn't expect it to go on the other end. I thought it was just going in.
I'm surprised it's the first time you've had that, because that's a thorough exam.
Really?
What normally should be done.
Yeah.
See, I've had them do it, but they do it one at a time.
I do that no extra charge, by the way. I throw in the six-pack mode.
Well, the dual action is a more accurate way to check that area. So.
Seriously?
Yes.
Did he use some lubrication?
No,
yes,
a little.
Yes, come on.
Let me tell you something about the finger in my rectum. I need a good week to 10 days notice on that.
Did I have to do that to you?
No, that's not the kind of...
You asked me to, though.
I was seeing if you loved me. I have never had a finger in the rectum, by the way. I'm looking forward to that day. I'm sure it's coming soon. But my thing is I would really need a good heads up on that one.
Well,
I need you to call my assistant and schedule one. I couldn't get it while I was up there.
I'm genuinely surprised that Heather's never had that before.
You know what I'm saying? There'd be some things I need to do physically and emotionally to prepare. First off,
spiritually too.
I'd give myself a good evacuation before I went over there.
Sure, you would.
I would. I'd get a bottle brush up in there if I thought someone was putting their finger in.
Before you'd be clams and pasta fazool, you'd be like...
I'd take a nice shower. I'd work...
You'd
I'd
be
probably
fueling up.
Squirt a little Old Spice down there or something. Something just to make the experience a more pleasant one all the way around. Kelly?
Hi.
You're 19. What's up?
Yes, I am. I want to say one thing. You're completely wrong about beautiful 19-year-old girls, by the way.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Okay.
Why? What's your deal? You got a boyfriend? You're madly in love with him?
No, I always have a boyfriend. But that's my problem.
You always have a boyfriend?
Uh-huh.
All right.
There's a lot of people like that who are afraid to be alone.
Yeah.
Well, I've tried to be alone, but when I'm alone, I'm really not quite depressed, but I'm just not happy.
Mm-hmm. So how long have you been with the current guy?
About a week.
About a week and a half. What happened to the last guy?
Things just didn't work out.
Yeah, you grew weary.
Yeah, the queen grew weary, sat back, thumbs down.
Yeah, whatever.
Right? Who broke up with who?
It was pretty much mutual.
Right. You broke up with him and he agreed to stay away.
Well, we decided to slow down and I started seeing other people and...
Right. Yeah, you're doing a great job of defending all the beautiful 19-year-old women out there.
Well, no, it has to be the right guy, though.
By behaving...
The right guy, then it's different.
Yeah, we said if it's Sting or
sure. Bono, yeah. Sure.
Because I've been the perfect woman before.
I see.
Just the wrong guys.
I have no idea.
What does that mean?
I don't know. All right, so you're with this guy. It's been a week and a half. Right, you told the other poor slob you got to slow down, immediately start dating somebody else, right?
No, it was a mutual slowdown.
No.
Right, but he didn't. You were dating somebody before he was.
Of course.
I know, because that's what you can do.
This is very painful for guys.
Well, he could do it too.
No.
On paper, he can.
Yeah, he would if he could.
But he just can't. How old was he?
He just turned 25.
Yeah, but he didn't have a whole lot going on in his life.
Not particularly.
No.
That's why I moved on to the next
That's guy. Right. And that's why he hasn't moved on yet.
And by the way, we were talking about being 19, trying to date other 19-year-olds.
Oh, well
you won't even get into that league.
No. Yeah.
No, you wouldn't dip down to that.
Yeah.
No.
Guy with a bunch of roommates and living at home, borrowing his dad's car.
Oh, no.
No way. Yeah. You're doing a good job of illustrating your point, Kelly. All right, so now you're with a guy. It's been a week and a half.
Uh-huh.
And what's the deal?
I don't know. Things are fine now.
What's the question?
But my question is, how come... Well, actually, not really how come, but what can I do? I don't know. I'm really uncomfortable with the fact that I can't be by myself. I've tried it, and...
Well, where do you think that's coming from?
Probably family.
What's the deal with your family?
My mom died when I was 11.
Okay, well, of what?
Just complications.
Of what?
She was a quadriplegic. She got pneumonia. She ran out of
What did she get the quadriplegia from?
A car accident when she was 18.
Wow, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So and how old was she when she had you?
30.
How interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, she was a C5 quadriplegic.
Wow.
She hung out for a while.
Yeah, and then my dad's a workaholic. I don't know, it probably stems from that.
Okay, all right.
Well, you know what's going on.
Boy, and you must have gotten used to being a caretaker.
Yeah, I have a little sister.
Well, yeah, but how about mom, dealing with mom?
No. She was a very, very independent woman, and she had people come get her ready in the morning and put her to bed at night. And
that's incredible. What a great story, though. Was she an inspiration to you, or was it there?
Oh, yeah. She was an incredible woman. She was a pain in the butt, but she was an incredible woman.
Well, what was she a pain in the butt? It must be hard to feel guilty, you know, thinking, oh, God, my mom's such a pain in the ass, and she can't move her arms or legs.
I'd get over that pretty fast.
She was just very stubborn, and we had nannies when I was little, and we went through probably about 15 of them, because none of them could stand to be around her. But
right.
How did she make... Who's your dad supported things?
Yeah, workaholic.
No, she... Work too. That's why we had nannies.
What'd you do for a living?
A lawyer.
Ooh.
Dad's a lawyer too.
Uh-oh. Look out.
Grandpa's a lawyer too.
Oh, man. A long line of a-holes. That's got to be rough.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know what?
I work for a lawyer.
Oh. You know, here's one thing you got to admit with most lawyers. Not all, but most. They all think they're smarter than you are. And they're probably right most of the time or half the time. But I have a few friends that are lawyers, and you'll start talking to them about like where to eat lunch, and next thing you know, it's like might as well put a powdered wig on. These guys are making a case. It always bothers me.
The expert on everything.
Yeah. Yeah, Drew, you hate lawyers. That's what I love about you. Yes, you do. You hate lawyers. I like that. I like that. No, but, you know, when you see these, Johnny Cochran types or maybe even F. Lee Bailey or half these guys, they're always just self-important, righteous sort of, I would call them pompous asses. I don't pull that one out too much, but a lot of lawyers are very sort of judgmental asses. Wouldn't you say? Maybe it comes from getting a lot of money and being in a position where you sort of affect the outcome of people's lives and things like that, it's kind of an a-hole job. There's a few of them out there. It's not that being a lawyer makes you an a-hole. It attracts a-holes.
They're trained to be very aggressive.
Trained to be a-holes.
You're aggressive, people don't want you around.
All right. So she's got a boy. It's been a week and a half. Let's see where it goes. And if it doesn't work out, which I bet it won't, let's see about being on your own for a little while. I mean, you know what you're doing. Just stay with it. Keep thinking about it. Amber?
Yes.
And she made every point we ever made about
made that. Made it better than we did.
19-year-old girls being a handful to date. Go ahead, Amber.
Well, I am 7 months pregnant, and my mom just kind of won't accept the fact that I got pregnant. And she doesn't talk to me, or when she does, she gets really upset and, like, ignores me.
Where do you live?
In Utah.
Do you live near her?
I live with her.
Oh, bad times.
Yeah, because she works too much. My parents are divorced, so I have to help take care of my brothers and sisters.
Mm. How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have 2 brothers and 2 sisters.
What was your plan with the pregnancy?
Well, we were going to be getting married in December.
And what happened to him? Is he gone now?
Yeah. Sometime in September, he started a new job, and then he kind of met up with one of his old friends from high school, and he started drinking, started smoking, and started to get in a lot of fights, and I just told him I wasn't going to put up with it. And then about 3 weeks after that, I found out that I was pregnant, and I called him up, and he told him, and he pretty much said that he didn't believe me and took off, basically.
Boy.
You can have him take a look. I sent him a picture. How are you looking now? Well, he has a financial responsibility for this child, certainly.
He's in a coma right now.
Still, he has a financial... Really?
Yeah.
What happened?
You sound pretty busted up about it.
Oh, I'm just terrified. I'm just feel so bad about it. No. But he got in a fight with his ex-wife's brother.
Mm-hmm.
And he put him in a coma because him and, like, I guess a couple of his friends really beat him up.
And
so I know he's in, like, Colorado or Arizona, and he's in a coma, but that's all I know.
Colorado, Arizona, Portland, somewhere.
I know he's somewhere, and he's in a
coma. Yeah, he's somewhere.
In a coma.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, you don't seem to care that much.
No, I think he could die for all I care.
Oh, okay. Good times.
What
good
about
times.
Giving this child up for adoption?
Oh.
That's what I am trying to do, but my mom...
Good for you. God bless you.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got 4 other kids to take care of there. You really want to add
them? I know that my financial situation isn't stable enough that I'd be able to take care of
it. Amber, there's tons of people that want kids. Please.
That's right.
Just call an adoption service. I guarantee you that somebody will be...
Yeah, I'm working with...
You could have an open adoption. Choose the parents. There's a lot of power.
Even a program where you can trade them for RVs and custom vans now. Oh, do you know that?
I would not do it for money. That's not the right way.
Well, that's why they offer the RV.
Well... Anything material, I would not do it for.
I see.
I think it's great that you're thinking about that. I think you ought to be. I think it's a hero's. Really, I think you ought to have a great deal of support for this.
I thought you were going to finish, but no. Hey, Amber.
Uh-huh.
How your brothers and sisters are all younger.
Yeah.
And your dad's nowhere to be found.
Well, he is, but we've gone after him quite a few times, and this thing really hasn't done anything. He's $26,000 behind.
I see.
Nice.
He's in a coma in either Montana or Georgia now. I'm not sure. What? All right. Hey, Amber.
Uh-huh.
Now, here, you know I'm a genius, right?
Oh, okay.
Well, that was a ringing endorsement. You come from white trash, yes, and... You are going to continue that rich, rich heritage of white trashdom by having a child out of wedlock with an abusive a-hole guy who's out of the picture. Or you can sort of break the chain now, give the child up for adoption, do the courageous and noble thing.
Try to help raise the kids that are coming up.
Just try to help and educate your younger brothers and sisters so they don't get into this predicament. Get out of the house, get some education, get a job, get married in a few years, start a family in a stable environment, You can really do all that.
Yeah, I'm going to school, and I'm a self-employed.
Okay, great. But you won't be able to do it all when you have this kid. That's
well, yeah,
when it gets
I know that. That's
derailed.
Why I'm placing it up for adoption.
Amber, God bless you.
Yes,
God
and,
bless
and you do. You give that child up for adoption. You don't listen to your mom. Your mom,
Lauren,
your mom's a big thinker. That's clear.
Take her number. Let's check in with her again in 2 or 3 weeks. See what's going on with the adoption.
That's right. Yeah, listen to mom. Her plans work like a charm.
Yeah.
Can't raise her five kids.
Five.
It's always funny when they really get the sort of novelty number of kids and can't raise one. It's like, well, I can't really raise one, but if I get five, they can start turning in on themselves and raising themselves, can't they?
That's the drill.
Maybe we'll start some kind of band like the Cow Sills or the King Family or something like that. We'll take it on the road. We'll make some money. Dave?
Yeah.
You're 26.
Yeah, I am.
What's up?
Hey, I haven't had a lot of sex or anything like that, but whenever I do, I can't ever finish. I can't come.
How come?
I don't know.
Are you wearing a condom?
Well, I used to always wear condoms, and then I blamed it on that, but one time I had one partner. I'd known her for a long time and everything. We didn't. I didn't have one, and I still didn't finish.
Are you on medication?
No.
Hmm. Have you ever had a long-term girlfriend?
No.
That's what you need.
Can you masturbate to orgasm?
Huh? Yeah. A lot.
A lot.
Yes.
Maybe too much.
Maybe I'm good at that myself.
Give yourself a couple day break when if you know you're going to have a encounter.
No. He's never had a break-in chick.
All right.
He's never worked this stuff out with a woman. You understand that concept, Dave?
Yeah.
You need to get yourself a girlfriend, and you need to get that girlfriend that you fart in front of, that you walk around naked in front of, that you do it in every room in the house with. Do you know what I mean?
So you're saying it's like a comfort thing then?
I am saying I'm trying to liken it to something. I was talking to somebody today at the Man Show about hiring and firing people and that kind of thing. And if you hire an employee and you keep them for a week and you fire them, and then you hire somebody else and you keep them for a week and you fire them, you never make any money, you never learn anything. Just when they're getting trained, just when they're getting settled in, they leave.
Right.
And businesses lose money that way.
Got it.
You got to get with somebody. You got to work it out.
Yeah.
One night stands. You'll never work it out that way. Find that one person. Look at it as a sort of a sexual catcher's mitt that you break in.
Okay.
And hang on to for years to come. Okay.
K19. Call who goes by K.
Oh, hi.
Okay. Yeah.
Hi. Okay. My question is. Well, me and my boyfriend have been together for about 2 years, and we're sexually active. I mean, very active. Mm-hmm. I have sex all the time.
Yeah.
But when we'll go for a period of time, but afterwards, if I want to go again, he can't seem to get it up after he comes the first time. He can never get it up twice.
How much time do you give him between encounters?
It'll take a long time before he can get it up again.
How much time is that?
It could take hours.
Hours. And how often are you guys having sex?
At least 5 times, 6 times a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not enough for you?
Well, no. I mean...
How long does it last when you're having sex?
We go for probably like 35 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Is he giving you the oral sex?
Oh, yeah, definitely. No, the sex is awesome. And I'm not complaining. I'm just...
No.
I'm wondering, because, I mean, there's been a few times where I'd like to go again. And
mm-hmm. Do you get an orgasm?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Definitely. Yeah. No, I've never had better sex. I mean, it's awesome.
Good times. How old is he?
He's going to be 22.
How old?
22.
I see. Is he really...
older than that, maybe?
I'm sorry?
How old is he? Really 22?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's funny. Sometimes people answer questions on the show like they're lying.
Yeah.
No, he's going to be 22.
Going to be 22.
Not 22 yet.
I see. Was he 20 or now? No, 21.
All right, well, listen, at the rate he's going, he's an hour refractory period would be normal.
Okay.
So do not expect him to be able to immediately spring to action. That's unrealistic.
Okay. Yeah, there's really not a whole lot you can do if it ain't working.
No, nothing you can do about that.
I mean,
what you do is have less sexual encounters, maybe once a week, and then he'll be able to go several times or a lot longer.
Yeah, you want to try that?
Yeah, I figured that either it wasn't going to happen or he could, like, I don't know, maybe train himself to, I
don't know. No, there's no training. That is a biological event. It's a lockout period. And it's called refractory period.
It's you're a locked whiteout. Out.
That's
yeah.
It. You're locked out.
Yeah. These, I don't know, few hours. I could have got it going faster than that.
If you were having sex six times a week, a night? Six times a week, rather?
Yeah, 21. Yeah.
Six times a week and every time?
I probably wouldn't have wanted to do it, but I could have if somebody pressed me.
Right.
You know, if I had a large crowd in the bedroom and they're cheering me on.
Sure.
Cheering my penis's name. That kind of thing.
What is your penis's name?
I don't want to talk about it over there. If he hears that I was talking about him over there.
It's something we would have heard about in the fight promotion or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk to Steve. Steve is 19 years old. Steve?
No, this is Jason.
All right. Jason.
Man, Adam, I want to say you're a genius, man. You're great.
Thank you. That's true.
But no, I got a question about a sleeping disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes it probably happens like three times in a month or so. I'll be laying down about to go to sleep, and I won't be asleep yet, so I'm not dreaming. But all of a sudden, like, I'll fall into like sort of like a relaxing type sleep or whatever, but I'm still awake, and my body would go paralyzed. And then like a warm feeling, a run from like my head to my toe. And then once that's done, then I won't be paralyzed anymore.
Yeah, that's basically like a hypnotic state you get into.
So that or a stroke.
Sometimes these can be seizure experiences. Did you have night terrors when you were a kid? Get up screaming?
What was that?
Get up screaming in the middle of the night when you were a little kid or anything?
No, not really.
Did you sleepwalk?
Not that I can remember.
Did you sleepwalk?
No, I've never had that.
All right. And this just came on all of a sudden?
No, it's been going on probably since I was 14.
And are you on any medication?
No, not at all.
That's something that I would think it'd be worth looking into just to make sure it's not something unexpected. But it's been there 5 years; it hasn't gotten worse. It's probably just a normal, well, a not significant abnormality of your sleep.
Yeah, you know it's weird. How come, Drew? Riddle me this. Sometimes every night for a month, I'll get up and take a leak in the middle of the night,
and then suddenly you don't again.
It's been a month. Go 8 hours, no wizard.
Typically, that is as much as anything your prostate being irritated, excessive masturbation, that sort of thing will irritate the prostate.
How dare you involve my prostate in frequent masturbation
and
into
your
this
bladder
conversation,
won't
sir.
Empty fully, and so you have a little.
If your prostate gets irritated and swells up,
two things can happen: to increase the urge to pee, and it can also decrease your ability to empty completely.
Mm-hmm. I'm known for my duration and thickness of stream when urinating.
Yes, I'm pleased.
Thank you.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take ourselves... Oh!
What?
My ass.
What?
I was in a reclined position for a long... You ever lay way back in a chair and really get yourself kind of... Get your feet up, kicked up on something or whatever, and then you sit up real quick, and you get that sharp pain in your coccyx?
No. Never.
Is it coccyx?
Coccyx.
There's an S in the end of it?
It's CCYX.
Nice. But you wouldn't call it a coccyx.
Coccyx.
Thank you. How long is your penis again? We'll take ourselves a little break. We'll be back after this.
Hello? Who's this?
This is Loveline.
1-800-LOVE-191. Loveline will be right back.
Yeah, everybody on the floor, this is Ice-T. You're listening to Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Nobody moves, nobody gets hurt.
Yeah. I haven't seen Ice-T out here for a while. Kind of get that feeling he does that every time he does a radio liner, though, don't you?
Yeah, same.
Yo, everyone, get on the floor. This is Ice-T. You're listening to Lunch Station, we at?
Yeah, everybody on the floor, this...
Yeah. I like to see Ice-T in here. It's been a while. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
I just saw him, one of those behind the music on him. Very interesting. Oh, boy. Let's see.
Four.
I don't know why I'm up there anyway. Chris?
Yeah.
You're 25. What's up?
Oh, nothing. Just wondering how you guys doing.
Good times.
Oh, nothing but the best, right?
Yeah.
Listen, I like to take it in the ass. Mm-hmm. But only when my wife's giving it to me in the ass. I'm not turned on by guys. I'm not gay.
Hmm.
What's the reason for that?
You're gay. How does your wife do this?
Well, he doesn't beat around the bush, this guy, either. He gets right to it.
Been to finishing school.
No, I beat around the bush a little bit, too, but on occasion.
He's all class.
Yeah. That's what you like, Chris.
What's up with that?
I don't know. There's no telling with your ass.
Come on. Hey, and what about that guy that called that said he could blow himself?
Well,
the lady said he could blow himself?
Yep.
If you could blow yourself, would you leave the house?
Well, eventually you'd have to head out and get more paper towels or something, wouldn't you? And eventually you'd have to... Oh, I mean, they mean leave. I think they mean for long periods of time.
Mm.
Yeah. I just put Chris on hold because he sounded like a pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing about blowing yourself.
Please, what is the thing about that?
Well, it's like my grandpa used to say.
Oh.
You know, you got to stuff your head halfway up your ass to get to your dork.
Right.
And that's the bad part about blowing yourself.
I just want to imagine your Hungarian grandfather saying that for a second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a very wise man.
Stuff your head.
No, it wasn't Italian.
It was Italian, so.
It's, if you could get your penis off and have at it in a sort of comfortable fashion,
yeah,
you know, that's one thing. But when you really have to just bend over and essentially sever your spine so you can get to your penis, that's no good.
Depends how long the guy's penis was.
Well, that's right. True, too, yeah. Ouch. Nate?
Yo.
You're 22. What's up?
I'm 22. All right. What's up, guys?
Hey. Good times.
Good stuff. All right. I just had a quick question. This might sound kind of odd, but... All right, I've been having, like, wet dreams, like, I'm talking, like, 3, 4, sometimes 5 times a week.
And this is something new for you?
It's been going on about, probably about 2 months, maybe.
3, 4, 5 times a week, really?
I swear.
You really had a week where you had a wet dream 5 nights?
I swear. I feel kind of freakish.
Oh, man.
Anything, you on a medication?
I'm on Accolade for asthma, if that means anything.
How long have you been on the Accolade?
What's that?
How long have you been on the Accolade?
Maybe 2, 3 years.
You're not on any Spunkatol or Jizeroff or anything like that?
Any what?
No.
You're not on Accutane, are you?
No.
Yeah.
I took it when I was, like, I don't know, 16 or something like
that.
That's
interesting.
Well, you did kind of find it somewhere in his past. Do you know what you're dreaming about? Are you dreaming about sex?
A good majority of the time. Most of the time, I don't really remember.
You're not taking steroids or any supplements? Steroids?
I just wake up and it's like, oh, damn it, I have to clean this stuff up.
Nate, supplements, steroids, anything like that?
Well... Not steroids, like, you know, inject, like, try to be a WWF guy or anything, but... You know, if my asthma acts up in a bad way, which hasn't happened in a while.
Prednisone.
Yeah, prednisone.
Right.
You got it.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's it.
No, prednisone shouldn't do that.
Well, I mean, 5 times a week sounds like a lot. Because
is he not masturbating?
Well, here's the... Well, who's got time? He's leaking all night.
Well, maybe if he started doing that.
Yeah.
On the maintenance plan.
Nate?
Yo.
Just like the advice we would give to someone who wet their bed is to make sure they evacuate their bladder before they go to bed. Can you evacuate your balls before you go to bed?
Oh, I'm sure I could.
Yeah.
Like I was saying, it's just I've had a girlfriend. I've been pretty active with
but
a couple months.
Here's the point. If either you whack yourself off or God does it for you in your sleep. Now,
I guess God's a nice guy.
Yeah, do you want the Lord busy with your sack? Or do you want him out saving starving children?
What's that?
So it's that it's this new relationship got you all stirred up? Is that the deal?
I don't know. It's just
it sounds like it.
Maybe that is what it is. I mean, it is a very good relationship.
How long do you last when you're with her?
I last forever.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't... See, that's another problem is I don't get off from it.
Oh.
And, like, she thinks that I'm not satisfying her and she's not satisfying me.
Here's the problem.
Yeah, and, you know...
Oh, okay.
It makes her feel inadequate.
Okay, well, Nate, if you're having sex with somebody for a long period of time, you never reach orgasm, and then you go to bed that night...
Uh-huh.
Your body's got to rid itself of something.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I can just see it now. It's like, she's in the shower, he's watching a rerun of the A-Team, his balls are like going, what's up? What is up with this?
Like, dum, 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 dum.
His penis is like, shh, shh, relax, relax. I got a plan. What? What do you mean?
When he's not looking.
Just riding her like a mechanical bull for an hour and a half. I got nothing. Hey, balls, chill out. I know what I'm doing. You'll see. We'll have our day. Give it about an hour.
Or night, as the case may be.
Right. Then he falls asleep. It's like, hey, balls, yeah, let's go. Everyone out. Move, move, move. That's what happens.
It's bizarre, though, that he's found this difficult to understand. Did you hear him? He's like, oh, really? What? What? Yeah. Really?
Let's see.
That's sort of weird.
Just kind of...
Yeah, Nate? Know,
it's just weird.
You don't know about life or math or anything like that, do you?
Math's a negative. I'm not too hot with math.
Shocking.
That means anything.
Shocking. Well, there's just some easy sack math we can do here, which is you're humping all night and not having an orgasm, and then you go to bed without having one, and then you have one in your sleep. Now, if you'd gotten off with your girlfriend an hour earlier...
You wouldn't be having
you
it.
You wouldn't be having it.
The question
it.
Is, why are you nervous around your girlfriend?
In what sense? Like, what do you mean by nervous? Like...
You just use your imagination.
Drew, have you ever really had to define being nervous?
Mm-hmm. Well, she, like I said, she is kind of new, and I mean, I really like her a lot.
Okay, why don't you beat yourself off before you go to bed? Are you religious?
I don't, hell no.
What is wrong with you, son?
Good question, that's why I'm calling, man.
Well, listen, but you're 20, now all the other 22-year-old guys are listening, are like driving off the road right now. I mean, you're 22 years old, you have a long sexual encounter with a young woman, you don't reach orgasm, then that woman goes home or you go home?
And it happens in my
sleep. And you don't beat yourself before you go to bed?
No.
That to me is like you may have a tumor or something. I mean, that is, I don't even know what planet you're from. You're from Mork or Ork? Where was Mork from? Ork?
I don't know.
Good question.
All right, Nate.
Yo.
If you whack yourself off before you go to bed every night. Do you understand?
Is that, you want me to do that?
Yes, yes. For me.
Why should I whack it off when I do it in my sleep?
All right, well then spread a gym shirt down or something so you don't ruin everything.
Dude, you beat off?
What a strange wiring. Yeah. Sorry, I know it offends you.
I know. I'm just picturing Nate like around the stove, like putting his hand over the flame and then burning it and pulling it back and looking curious for a minute and then putting his hand back over the flame again. Don't reptiles have enough wiring to figure this one out? You calling in why you're having a wet dream?
Yeah. And then a little incensed that you should suggest he masturbate. Like, what? What?
Okay. Yeah, Nate, you either have it with her or you have it at your own hands, literally, before you
but
go to
why?
Bed.
But why? God does it for me.
All right. Well, then don't do it. I don't know. Five nights a week. What's he need a girlfriend for when he's got a five nights a week worth of wet dream?
See, I think where your head goes, like, look what he's missing. Right?
What do you mean?
All those possible masturbatory experiences.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's missing all that. He doesn't really even remember having an orgasm in his sleep.
Yeah.
Adam, I know that's tough for you to take.
I'm disgusted with the two of you. So you, your penis and your testicles. Lola?
Yeah.
You're 21?
Yes.
What's up?
I went home with somebody the other night, and that's kind of out of character for me. And I kind of let loose with this guy because, he was a stranger with, like, the spanking and, like, the hair pulling and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt guilty about it, but now we got along really well, and, like, he made a big deal out of, like, wanting to get my number and stuff. And I feel even more guilty now because he hasn't called.
Oh. How long ago was it that this happened?
About a week ago.
Nope. Yeah.
Was it a week?
Where'd you meet him?
I met him at a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Spanking and hair pulling, huh?
Yeah.
You guys, were you a little drunk?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah, good times.
Yeah.
And how old is this guy?
He's 26.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so you got into a little rough trade, as Drew calls it. I don't know what that means.
I just feel like I'm totally bad. Like, you know, well, I was raised Catholic, so obviously.
Right.
But I feel kinky or something. Like, mm-hmm. He rejected me because I'm too kinky.
No. Do you like the guy, though?
Yeah.
Well, you like him more now that he hasn't called, though, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God.
I mean, when you drove home, and be honest, and I don't even know if you can answer this, but see if you can.
Okay.
If he had called you the following morning,
uh-huh,
with a little air of desperation.
Oh, I would have hated that.
Watch, I'll be him, all right?
Okay.
Lola?
Yeah?
Hi, it's Brad from last night.
Cute.
I can't stop thinking about you.
Uh-huh.
I remember I met you over at Q's?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't stop thinking about you. I can't stop. I want to get together. Can we get together tonight?
No.
Right. But if you ran into him 2 weeks from now at some bar, you'd be like so hot for him, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
All based on him not calling.
Yeah, I just
that's great.
But
you guys are geniuses. Do you hear me?
You don't understand what?
Why does he, like, why do guys make such a big deal out of wanting to get your number and then they don't call?
Well, after he just got done banging the bejesus out of you and he's got a mouthful of your hair, he's got to say something. He's not going to say, have a nice ride home, baby. I'll see you in the next life.
Yeah.
He's going to go, oh, hey, that was great. Give me your number.
Yeah.
He could have lost it.
No.
No, he put it in his phone book. He made sure that it was in his phone book.
Sometimes there's fires.
Listen, he still could call.
Really?
It's only been a week, right?
No. Yeah. Would have called if he was into you.
Yeah, but he'll call for a little service.
But what if he's good?
Huh?
He's smart. Yeah. He hasn't been drunk yet, probably.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll call you when he's loaded.
Mm-hmm.
The phone is going to ring at like 1:45 on a Tuesday a week and a half from now.
Yeah.
And it's going to be like, what's up? Stinking whore.
You know, I got a big discussion with Mars Venus Group today about why guys wait 3 or 4 days before they call again.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why. Because if you call the next day, you're screwed.
You're screwed to call the next day. But listen, usually you go out Friday or Saturday.
Yeah.
And 3 or 4 days later, you're starting to plan again for the weekend. You're calling Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
No, this guy ain't calling.
Yeah.
Maybe if he gets good and liquored up, but I doubt it.
Did I take it personally?
Well, listen, you live by the sword and you die by the sword. I can't help it, but I'm happy this guy isn't called. Because I know you would have crapped on him if he called the next morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got to think about that. And don't worry about it. Listen, you had a one-night stand. Everyone does that. It's all right.
I didn't feel guilty?
No, you got it out of your system.
Okay.
You can check it off and move on with life.
All right.
All right, baby. Good times.
Okay.
It's no big deal. Everyone's done it.
All right.
Thanks. All right.
Bye.
Yeah. She really would have hated the guy if he called the next morning. That's what I love. But he would have called if he was really into her. He would have called a couple days. He would have wanted to call the next day or the day after that, but he would have sat on it for a little while.
But if he's looking for a service agreement, he'll be calling every week or two.
Yeah. He may also have a woman.
Oh, yeah.
You see that?
Yeah.
If you ain't getting that drunk service call within the first couple of weeks, there's someone else around.
Yeah.
Someone has found a number. Somebody's come home. Someone's back in town. All right. We'll be back.
Oh, yes! Loveline. We'll be right back. Call on the 1-800-LOVE-191.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. That's rock and roll, everybody. Didn't I say that in the last song, too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I know what the kids want to hear, Drew. That's why I'm manning the helm. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew.
Oh.
Oh, yes, he does. He knows how to please in every detail.
You're going to some sort of fugue state when they play this.
He can do more than you'd ever imagine. And do it with style. He does it with me. Oh, yes, he does. Drew, sing it.
No, thanks.
I tell you, they should win. I don't know what you get for scoring porn movies. Is it like a Tony or Baloney or Spunky or whatever gift they get, they should really, the award should be given to whoever scored Taboo 2. I'm so Pavlovian, too. He just fires a song if I go right into it.
Yeah, it was a fugue.
A fugue state. What is that, like before coma?
It's just your altered state. You're just away.
When you speak in tongues.
Yes, exactly.
John?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Running away.
I am 19.
Fugue means what?
To run.
Ah.
To like run away.
All right. Like a fugitive? Okay. What's up there, John?
I'm 19.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I weigh about 200 pounds now.
Mm-hmm.
When I was about 15, 16, I was 300 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Big kid. And I lost about 60 pounds in 2 months, which isn't real healthy.
Wow, how'd you do that? Just didn't eat.
Yeah, it was kind of an awkward situation, but
Hey, let me ask you a quick question, John.
Yeah.
Your parents, uh-huh. You know, when they got a kid who's lumbering in at three bills and he's 15,
yeah.
are they trying to cut you off at a certain point or put you on a diet or is mom watching what she's bringing home from
no,
the market?
No, I mean, my whole family's big. I mean, no one's, like, outrageous, but, I mean, I'm 6'3 right now. I was probably 6 foot then.
Okay.
I'm still 300 pounds, but I'm not looking overwhelming.
What's your question?
That's 300-pound 15-year-old is a load.
Yeah, it is.
Now he's 200, though.
6'3", no, I know. I'm always wondering what's going on in the parents' head when the kid's 300 pounds at 15 is going to have a heart attack at 17. It's like you're making the chimichangas.
Yeah.
All right. So now you're 200.
I'm about 200 pounds. I'm almost 20 years old, but I still have all this skin and all this fat that isn't going anywhere. No matter what I do.
The loose skin.
Yeah, and there's still some fat there. I mean, I work out, frequently and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, frequently people lose a ton of weight, need to see a plastic surgeon, or will often see plastic surgeons and get that excess skin taken
off.
But
is there a way to go around that without going to a plastic surgeon?
Not if it's really excess skin.
Well, all right, I'm no doctor, but I still contend I'm smarter than Drew.
All right.
And at 19... you got a little time.
Your body
was stretched out for a good long time, and it's recently in its new shape.
Yeah.
And this ain't going to take 6 or 8 weeks.
No, I understand.
I mean, this transformation could take a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
But I would bet, and I don't know if it will completely ever go away without some plastic surgery, but I will bet if you're very disciplined in your diet and you're very disciplined with your exercise,
mm-hmm.
and you do a lot of high repetition stuff, and skipping rope and that kind of stuff, and not bulky stuff, and you watch your carbohydrates and all that good stuff, that within a year or so, a lot of this is going to go away.
Could be.
And then if nothing happens by the time, let's say, you're 21 or so, then you can go to a plastic surgeon.
Sure.
And they can get rid of it.
Sure.
And they do this all the time.
Yep.
They enjoy it.
Very reasonable.
They use the extra skin to make lampshades.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what Dr. Marcel was saying. Kenny?
Yeah.
You're 28. What's up?
Basically, me and my wife about 4 or 5 months ago started seeing a marriage counselor.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of our problems are worked out, except for the fact that she has very low libido.
Mm-hmm.
I have very high, so that was probably our main topic while seeing this therapist. I took a problem that was very small and made it very huge. The therapist called me in by myself, which I thought was odd, about 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And when I went in, she was basically lying in wait for me.
What do you mean?
Yeah, we did it. We did it. I nailed her.
Really?
That's bizarre. Well,
it is, and
you got to report this.
Wait a minute. Wait, he reports her. He reports him.
She's too good to report, to tell you the truth.
Well, you're getting yourself in some very dangerous territory, and this person is dangerous. Yeah, I would strongly urge you to call the Consumer Affairs. Make an anonymous. You can make an anonymous.
How
report.
Old is she?
She's. I'd say. I don't exactly know. She's not quite 40.
Do you want to? You'd like to leave your wife for her?
No, because it's just I'm like looking inside at my coping mechanism, and it's telling me just to bolt out of everything. And I don't know if I want to do that. I just
leave both of them.
Just leave.
Okay. Well, Kenny.
Yeah.
Understand this.
Ugh.
As you know, I'm a genius.
Yeah, I know.
Because I announce it repeatedly every night.
Oh yeah.
This therapist is a deeply troubled person.
And a dangerous person.
And a dangerous person. Well, what's she going to do, F you to death? Listen, you do not want to get...
ruining
you
marriages.
Do not want to get hooked up with this person. This is a handful. Believe you me, I don't care how tantalizing she is. I don't care how pretty the picture is. This is a deeply disturbed, flawed person that you cannot spend any real time with.
I'm coming to that realization, but what do I say to my wife? I don't want to see this woman no more.
Yes.
I would strongly urge you to call the Department of Consumer Affairs and make an anonymous report.
I would. Yeah, I don't know if he's going to do that.
She may need a dossier built up on her.
I might call this therapist and tell her that it's off, and that if you get any calls from the wife or whatever, you know what I mean? Unless you want the jig to be up and her license will be revoked, you better tell her to play along.
He's a dangerous, dangerous person.
Jesus Christ. And in therapy for on and off probably 10 years and never didn't even get a hand job.
Yeah.
Not even a hand job.
Sorry.
Thousands of dollars, not even a hand job.
She's there to try to salvage these marriages. And
I am so mad at my therapist right now.
I know.
He's a son of a bitch. I'm going to kill that guy.
Well, you could, you know.
I'm not saying that I want the guy to give me a BJ, but at least offer.
Well, you're supposed to ask.
Give me the chance to turn you down.
Therapy.
Yeah.
You got to ask.
He knows I have low self-esteem.
No, you got to ask. That's part of the process.
Oh, I have to ask him?
Yes.
Oh.
See?
Okay. Are you sure? Because I'm going to do that on Tuesday.
It's part of the process, right?
You saying just go right in and ask for a BJ?
Mm. At least, you know, the therapist.
Okay, okay.
He's certainly not going to initiate.
All right, I'll do it. But if you're yanking my chain, if you're gaslighting me, Drew, I'm going to be mad when I see you on Wednesday. All right?
All right.
All right, we'll take a break.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
1-800-LOVE-191.
Sunday night, we're going to be talking about the morning after pill here on Loveline. We're having someone from Planned Parenthood and someone from a Life to Right group, and we're going to finally go at this topic a little bit. It's something that Adam and I feel very strongly about, and something that can, I think, significantly improve the health of young people if we put the word out there about what it is and how it works in reality. So we'll be talking about that on Sunday night, and Esai Morales on Monday, and Poe here on Tuesday. Thank you, Anderson. Thank you, Lauren. Thank you, Sarah and Ann, for a good week. And this is Dr. Drew on behalf of Adam Carolla saying mahalo.
Yeah, I love my nephews.
No, I'm in love with him.
No, I mean, I really love him. I like to have sex with him. You missed my point.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins-Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.